News Radio KMAN and Focus. I'm Dave Lewis in for Brandon Peoples, who's on assignment. He is headed to Topeka today for coverage of a press conference with the U.S. Attorney's Office regarding a criminal investigation that has been three years in the making. So that's going to be coming up, and we'll provide you updates as soon as that information is available here on the air, online, and on social media. Scott Holsoff is here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good.
Good.
I mean, it's beautiful outside.
Oh, it is so nice.
You don't have to run the air conditioner as much at the school this time of year.
No.
It's been pretty good.
It has.
Yes. Scott, you're the principal of Manhattan Catholic Schools. And you're off. You got started, about a couple of weeks ago, too, didn't you?
We did. It's a typical beginning of the year activities. We want to thank the Knights of Columbus for putting on our picnic. We've had our back-to-school nights with PTO and booster clubs presenting items. And the year is off to a fantastic start.
Okay. Well, I mean, what's new? What's new for you guys?
What's new? Well, I have a 8% increase in enrollment.
Goodness.
That was very nice to see.
Uh-huh.
Our parents and community are valuing a faith-based education, and we provide that at Manhattan Catholic. And I think our test scores best in town have an impact on that. I do have a pretty veteran staff. We just do a fantastic job.
Now, you are kindergarten through eighth grade?
We started preschool about 6 years ago, so
okay.
We're pre-K to eight, yes.
Okay.
And we have a three-year-old program Monday and Wednesday and Tuesday and Thursday. We have Monday, Wednesday, Friday, four-year-old afternoon class, and we have a a.m. and a p.m. four-year-old five-day program. Mm. Those two are full. We still have a little bit of availability in the three-year-old program and two spots in the Monday, Wednesday, Friday four-year-old. But that program has been on the increase as well. It's ran extremely well. We have veteran teachers there as well. We started child care with that. Rihanna Nelson is our child care director. New this year, we did a Cardinal summer camp, and we had 51 students all summer long from the week after school got
That's
out
pretty
to
busy,
a week.
Isn't it?
Yes, it was. We leased two 14-seat buses to transport the kids. They were gone somewhere almost every day of the summer. So we had tons of activities for them. Rihanna was hopping, so she did a fantastic job with our summer program.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to continue that every summer, and we got relicensed to add more kids next summer. So we had a waiting list this summer, so those that are interested, call early, because it looks like we'll have 15 more spots, but I think it's going to fill up early.
What's your total enrollment?
We have 264 students right now.
So that works out to how many, basically a rough number of how many students per classroom?
I think most of our classrooms are 14 to 16.
Okay.
I think we have 21 in just one class of fifth grade. We have 21. So, most of them are pretty still manageable class sizes, around 15, which is about half of what public schools have in their classrooms. They have 25 to 30, but we feel it's important to get more one-on-one with our kiddos and teachers together. So we've made a concerted effort to make sure our class sizes are a little lower.
Do you have any grades that have more than one classroom or one class?
All of our classes K to 4 have two classrooms. My fifth grade has one, my sixth grade has two, and seventh and eighth are one.
And is that because you just kind of monitor that and see what those numbers are and do what you need to do to keep
yes,
those?
Yes, every year's different. Right. Every year's mm-hmm. different in enrollment. You have people moving in, people moving out for jobs. We have a big military presence at the school. So every year's different.
And that's one of the things, you know, when Cliff and Brady were in here earlier, we talked about, you know, recruiting teachers. And how does that, you know, your challenges are different. I know that your pay scale is different. There's a lot of different things, but there's different values, I suppose, that are attractive for faculty members.
There is. And it's just like parents like low class sizes, teachers do too. And they realize that that is a benefit. We have a pay scale. It's not where we would like it yet. We've increased it again 5% this year. So we're getting closer to the public school pay scale, but we still have the benefits. But the teachers, I think a majority of them are there because of their faith. Mm-hmm. They like that faith-based education, that prayer every day, and sometimes every couple hours is powerful. And it's powerful for the teacher. It's powerful for the students.
Is there a pretty good percentage of your faculty members that had a Catholic school background? Or is this something that they just kind of have grown into?
You know, I think most of them, they've grown into it. Some of them, a lot of my teachers are from rural Kansas where there's not a lot of Catholic schools. Some of them went to Catholic grade schools. Some of them went to Catholic colleges. But a majority of them didn't go through Catholic high school. But it's more than that. It's the whole faith piece. And I don't know. You begin your day with prayer and end with prayer. It's just it's very relaxing mentally, and it helps with the kids as well. And
it's a big perspective aspect, isn't it?
It
brings something different that public schools aren't able to offer.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think infusing the faith into your subject areas, which most of my teachers are doing very, very well because they've been there a long time, that's very important too. So we're not regulated by saying we can't teach certain subject areas. We can't infuse religion into math. We can do that. I mean, there's so much history.
You basically have the ability to set your own curriculum.
Yes. We still want to be accredited, and we're accredited through the state of Kansas and also through Advanced Ed of NCA. And we have the curriculum from Salina Diocese. We follow the same curriculum in the state, but we add our Salina Diocese pieces into it. So our test scores, we still take the state assessments. I just updated that, and I'll put it on our website. But if you want to compare us to the Salina Diocese and the state of Kansas, you'll find our scores are pretty outstanding.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about some new things that are happening here this year. And you also got a big event coming up, several, that we'll talk about.
Okay.
Scott Holsoff here, principal at Manhattan Catholic Schools, joining us for KMAN's In Focus.